Suzanne Posel, we only have one segment left. It's been a very, very quick 2 hours today.
Oh, absolutely. I have one more story that I'd like to piss you off with.
None of the stories have pissed me off so far. I've quite enjoyed discussing how fracked we all are.
Oh, this should just make you mad then. Okay, so experts are saying...
I don't like the name experts right away. This is already starting to piss me off.
All right. Well, this man's name is Dick Bove. I didn't make that up, folks.
He's an expert, Dick.
Yes, he is. And he is warning banks that they should be concerned about the Department of Justice suing JPMorgan Chase over the mortgage-backed securities. In fact, it is a detriment to the U.S. economy that the federal government seemingly is forcing banks to admit to mortgage fraud.
So it's a crime to prosecute us for committing a crime.
Oh, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't be forcing the banks to admit that they did this housing bubble and with the mortgage-backed securities and the derivatives
and destroyed 45% of the world's wealth.
No, we can't discuss that because it'll hurt the U.S. economy. And they're too big to fail.
Hold on a second. I think they'd be the experts on what would be bad for the economy. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, the guy who's doing the damage pretty much knows what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah. Well, I believe the New York State Gaming Commission got involved when the first ideas of derivative trading were postulated on the stock market because it's just straight frickin' gambling.
Yes.
What they've done is they've turned everybody's life into a poker chip that they can play with and magnify that over and over and over again so that that one life is worth 10 deaths.
Yes, and Alan Greenspan, who's the former chair of the Fed, he said that while he was head of the Fed, he had no idea that the housing bubble was about to go, you know, kaput. And if he had known...
Right.
If he had only known, of course he would have done something to avert the mortgage-backed securities derivative bomb that exploded all over the global economy. If only he had known, you know.
This is the motherfucking Greenspan man. If anybody got his finger on the pulse of the motherfucking disgusting derivatives trading bubble that threatened to consume the entire earth in some kind of financial cosmic black hole, it was Alan freaking Greenspan. There's no freaking way he was telling the truth.
No. You and I know that, but he goes on... mainstream
these psychopaths
television.
Are just shameless. They just shamelessly lie about everything. Anytime they ever get called on their BS, they just lie about it and lie about it until they can't lie about it anymore, and then they start threatening you.
Oh, they're only exercising their First Amendment right to free speech. It's not a threat.
Oh, yeah.
First Amendment says that I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't, folks. I'm sorry. Go and read it. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that, man. There's a whole lot of things that you can say that can destroy and damage things, like countries, for example, just by lighting a fire on the minds of men. And you've got to keep those little fires put out whenever you can, whether or not they be lies for good or lies for ill. In fact, is there even such a thing as a lie for good? You know,
well, see,
this is just white lie because people just too soft to handle the frickin' truth these days.
Absolutely. And you and I keep circling this crowd psychology thing. See, now you're going back to it. The the mindset of the crowd, the group, whatever group think that you belong to, then becomes adopted into yourself and it becomes personal. So when that person is attacked, Alan Greenspan couldn't possibly have been lying. Of course he tells the truth, but anybody who attacks Alan Greenspan, how could you attack this old man? He did so much for the Federal Reserve. How could you say anything bad about him? It becomes personal for the audience.
And then they start attacking you. That's the thing. You can't criticize Alan Greenspan. You're just a communist, evil manifesto implant, frickin' operative of the Chinese, Russian, Yugoslavian, frickin' Slobodan Milosevic chain gang, bankster crew. You are just terrible people. You are. Yeah, they make it personal. Well, it's not personal. It's just intellectual. Okay, you know the guy. Alan Greenspan, you know that he's in a position to know what's going on. And so it's just not believable.
No, it's not.
For him to say he didn't know.
Yeah, either Alan Greenspan is a complete moron or he knew about it and he's just saying that he didn't know. Either he was totally inept in his job and he should have been replaced, or he's lying.
I think an argument can be made for both.
Oh, really?
He's a lying moron.
Could be. I mean, we give people in suits way too much credit.
Well, people also must understand. I think a lot of the bad things that happen are all happened by accident. You know, like a coincidence theorist. I think everything happens by accident. You know, as opposed to a conspiracy theorist who believes that powerful people who have a lot of influence actually use their power and their influence in order to expand both their power and their influence.
Oh, you know.
That's what a conspiracy theorist is.
Yes, because we look, I'm a conspiracy theorist because when I see an article in the news, I look up the corporations and the people involved and find out what they're involved in. And if you have, I don't know, Ted Cruz talking for the Tea Party and his wife works for Goldman Sachs and he receives money from Goldman Sachs, if I point that out, I'm a conspiracy theorist. But it's just a fact.
Well, facts that are uncomfortable to the current regime and domination of the slaves is considered conspiracy theory, and therefore nobody should look at it. Do the words from the Wizard of Oz pay no attention to that man behind the curtain mean anything to anybody anymore?
Oh, yes. And if you advocate non-compliance as opposed to violent revolt, you're crazier than the conspiracy theorists. The idea that if we just stop feeding the system, we'll shut it down long enough to get control over it doesn't make any sense. It makes sense to go ahead and get millions of people killed in a civilian coup.
Oh, my God.
I must pray be crazy. God.
Pray God deliver the United States of America from militant, insane, psychopathic, wannabe El Presidentes. You know, there's something really, really wrong with America. And I think all the Americans know it, or at least they freaking well should.
Yeah, like we can't have, marijuana, cannabis cannot be legal. However, former Microsoft executive is getting together with the president of Mexico, I believe it is, and the former president, Vincent Fox, and getting this whole branding issue going on with marijuana, pushing it as a brand. They're gonna monetize this and corporatize it and make it into something that's trendy and neat.
A mixture between monetize and marijuana.
They're gonna marijuanatize it. Yes. Because if they can't, the reason why they don't tell you to eat healthy is because there's no money in it. There's money in pharmaceuticals. There's no money in legalizing marijuana because they could tax it, but they don't want to because they make more money with it being illegal. But then again, people could use it for medicinal purposes, and there's no money
you
in that.
You put the pharmaceutical business out of business, which would be quite a good thing. Imagine that. healthy people that are able to cure themselves of cancer or virtually a massive number of any conceivable disease you can think of and build nearly any structure that you really want. Or perhaps even make your clothing in, up to 50,000 different industrial products, from car paneling to soap. Okay? For frack's sake. No wonder they want to keep it illegal.
For the parachute that might save your life could be made of hemp.
Yep. Hemp, I think the word cannabis in Dutch means cannabis. Oh, canvas. Sorry, the other way around. And incidentally, that's, of course, what made it up. All right, that's where the name comes from. Marijuana, or marijuana, whatever you want to say, means Mary Jane. It's just a local nickname. And so in order to demonize hemp, which everybody knew and used in the early United States, they then called it with a foreign nickname so people would have no idea what it was they were voting on. And overnight, it's illegal and they're all fracked. That's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. They manipulate you, lie to you, and then pull one over on you. We'll see you again sometime.